The Mishnah in Psachim and Daf Pehei reads Achalonas v'Ovi Hachoma Kilifnim. Now Rashi interprets the Mishnah that Rashi says Achalonas v'Ovi Chomas Yushalayim v'Ovi Rosh Hachoma Kivgoyver Kilifnim. That what the Mishnah is saying in terms of Kedusha Yushalayim, that this is also included in Kedusha Yushalayim, the width of the windows and the doors and so on. And the nafkamina is as relates to eating kachim kalim that a nechal or ma'aseh sheni that's nechal yishalayim, are these included or not? And so that's what the chalonas v'ovi hachomik kalifnim means, and they have kedusha yishalayim, and therefore you can eat kachim kalim and ma'aseh sheni there. And Rashi says also when Rav says gaga v'liyos lo niskatshu, Rashi says ben gaga yishalayim b'kedusha yishalayim l'kachim kalim. And there also Rashi is learning as relates to whether these areas, these makomis, are included in the Kedusha Sazora. However, the Rambam, when he quotes this halach in the beginning of Perek Tes of Kom Pesach, he says, "Kol ochel min haPesach eino ochel ela b'chabura achas ve'ein motzi mimenu min haChabura she'ochel ba she'nema lo sotzi min haBayis min haBosa chutzah." Min ha'agav l'fneim k'lefneim, min ha'agav l'chutz k'lechutz, v'agav atzmo shu ovi ha'pesach k'lechutz. Ha'chalonis ovi ha'ksolim k'lefneim, ha'gagav aliyos einem b'chlal habayis. So you see that the Rambam learns that this is halacha specifically as relates to Kom Pesach, relating to the isa of lo sotzi min ha'bayis, min ha'basa chutzo. And is this considered b'soch habayis, or not b'soch habayis? But it's not necessarily halacha as relates to Kedusha Yerushalayim. And apparently the Rambam learned this because the Rambam thinks that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is that in terms of Kedusha Yerushalayim, Gagas and Chatzeres are also part of Kedusha Yerushalayim because Kedusha Yerushalayim is from the ground up. Everything is included in Kedusha Yerushalayim. And therefore, when the Gemara says that Gemara has a mamre of Rav, the Gagas Valias lo niskatshu, and the Gemara asks on that, Eini v'homer Rav mishum rechia kezesa pischa v'helila upoka igra, my love the achli be'igra the ami be'igra lo the achli be'ar the ami be'igra. So Rashi learns that the Shaila was in terms of Kedusha Yerushalayim, that are those places, Gagas Velios lo niskatsu, how can it be that they ate Kom Pesach on the Gag, as relates to Kedusha Yerushalayim? And so the answer is no, they didn't eat the Kom Pesach on the Gag, they only said the Halal on the roof. But they Kom Pesach they ate below. However, the Rambam learns that what the Gemara is speaking about is that in terms of this Isa of being Motzi of the Kom Pesach, Minabayas. So it's not just a loch in terms of Kedushas, it's not a loch in Kedushas Yerushalayim, because the Rambam thinks that Kedushas Yerushalayim is it goes from the ground of Yerushalayim up. And when the Rambam quotes the halacha in Hilchos Beis HaBchira as Gagas Valias Lo Niskatshu, he doesn't quote as relates to Kedusha Yerushalayim, only as relates to Kedusha Azara. But as relates to Yerushalayim, the whole Yerushalayim is Kadosh, and the Gagas and the Chalonas and all of that are subsumed into Kedusha Yerushalayim. So what's the halacha of what is more, I have a discussion about if they ate in the Gag, that's included in Kedusha Yerushalayim. So that's what the Rambam says. No, this is not halacha in Kachim Kalim generally. Kachim Kalim could be Nechel on the roofs of Yerushalayim. It's halacha specifically in Kom Pesach, where in terms of, is this considered that you're being motzi min habayis? And, I mean, apparently the dimion that the Rambam makes is because the shaila is a shaila in Hilchos Makom. Is this part of the bias, or is it not part of the bias? And Rishonim have this, and in Poskim we have it as well, as relates to halacha of Kedushas Pesach Knesses. The Ramor says in Or Chaim Simen Nun Hei, as it relates to being a minion, that gagas v'aliyos ein bechlal ba'ayis v'omid aleim einu mitstarif, and the mark of this is Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that he says ha'omdim ba'askufas beis haknesses uba'ovi ha'pesach nivli she'einim nimin ha'asora shelifnim be'beis haknesses she'ein also mokum bechlal ha'bayis v'vayi mi'pesach t'ksiv totzi min ha'bayis min ha'bosa chutza v'amei be'pesach she'ni. And that this Agamoyim that pay hey, mina agav v'nim and so on, the agav atzmon kelechutz. So therefore, the Ruchem brings a raya for this, that this is not considered, this relates to davening, this is not considered part of that you're in the bias. And you see one thing from Ruchem, that in order to mitzvah for minyan, they all have to be in the same place. You know, this is very much Nogia Lamaisa during this pandemic, because many people are being makel, many poskim, because this is Machlokes Rishonim between the Ramban and the Rashba. Is it sufficient in order to mitzaref a minion of 10 just that they see each other, or they be in the same place? Because this relates to benching for Asorah, it's sufficient that they just see each other. Is that the right model? Not with this machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban. Maybe as relates to Kedavish Mekdushin, a minion, and so on. There they have to be in the same makom. So from this Rabbi Ruchem, you see they have to be in the same makom. So these kind of porch minyanim that people have according to Rabbi Ruchem, and it seems from this Ramah, would not work.